Okay, hier Dalet Amin Aleph. Sagt die Mishnah. Hoya Mevi has been chasa. He, the husband, would bring her mincha b'toich kvipa mitzris, inside a palm basket. V'noisna al yada, and the kohen would put it on her hands, kedei liyago, in order to tie her out. We want to wear down her resistance. So they would put it on her hand to tie her out.
This is a different event than the Hanifa that we learned about previously.
This is before that. It's, yeah. Correct. Kol ha-menachos, all of the menachos, tchilosan v'soifan v'klisharis, the beginning and the end was in a klisharis, and right now we're understanding that to mean the beginning from when they were bringing it from their house, and the end from when they would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, or you know, into the other klisharis. Big klisharis was in the klisharis, v'zu, and this, the mincha saita tchilasa v'kvifa mitzris, the beginning was in a palm basket, v'soifa v'klisharis. And the end was in a klisharis. The beginning was in a palm basket, the end was in a klisharis. Again, we'll address that in the Gemara, what would actually mean. Do we mean that it was actually brought in the klisharis? Or do we mean something else? Says the Mishnah Vayter, Kol ha-menachais, all menachais to unay shem v'levoina, they need oil and levoina, the frankincense.
To unos.
They need.
Require.
They require. V'zu, and this one, eina to una, it does not need, it does not require, which really means that it's usher to do, loy shemen v'loy levoina. Not shemen, nor levoina.
What do you mean, what was usher?
When we say eina to una, which that literally means it's not required by the mincha saita, what it really means is that it's also, since it's not required, you're not allowed to put it in. Kol ha-menachos, all general menachos, bois menachitin, they come from wheat. Vizu, and this one, ba'a min ha-sa'irin, it comes from barley. Minchas ha-oimer, and the minchas ha-oimer, afalpi, even though sheba'a min ha-sa'irin, that it comes from barley, he, it, meaning the minchas ha-oimer, ha-isaba'a geres, it would come from very fine flour, vizu ba'a kenach, and this minchas saita is not only barley flour, but it's barley flour that's not finely ground, it's just the basic ground up. It's not really a fine flour.
Kemach
is a flour that's not finely ground. Rabbi Gamliel says, Kishem Shema Seho, just like her actions, was Maisa Behema, was an act of an animal, she acted in a like an animal, Kach, so too, Karbona Macha Behema, her carbon was animal food. Tani will into the Brisa. Avachanin Oimer. Avachanin says, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Kol kach lomo. Or why do they do this? Why do they put it on her hands? Kedei liyago. To tire her out. Why? Kedei shetachzor. He's explaining. Kedei liyago. Why are we tiring her out? Kedei, in order, shetachzor, that she should retract. And she should say, she should admit if she was actually tameh. Says the Braisa, im kocha, if so, chasa Torah al oivre retzoyna. The Torah had mercy on those who violate the will of Hashem. Kavachoymer, all the more so al oise retzoyna. Does Hashem have mercy on those who do the will of Hashem? Frakta Gemara Kasha. Umimai, and from where do you know? Mishum dechasahu. That the reason why we're putting, the reason why we want her to admit is because we have rachmanis on her, so she shouldn't die. Maybe that's not the reason why we want to tire her out so that she should admit. It's not that she should admit so she won't die, but rather, Dilma, perhaps, ki hechi, it's so that the leitimchek Megillah. It's so that the Megillah should not be erased. We don't want to erase the name of Hashem. Maybe that's what we're concerned about. And in fact, we're not concerned about the fact that she'll die. Answers the Gemara, Kasavar, this Tana holds, Mashke, you first give her to drink, V'yacharkach makar ves minchasa, and afterwards you offer the karvan mincha. And therefore, di'i mishum Megillah, if it was that we were concerned about the Megillah being erased, ha'imcha kala, it's already been erased, and since it's already been erased, why do I have to tire her out? It's already post-facto, I already erased it. Elamai, why are we tiring her out? So she should admit, so she shouldn't die. And therefore we could say, if we see that there's rachmanas, so she shouldn't, there's rachmanas on a ayver avera, for sure, on those who do the will of Hashem.
The thing that's confusing to me is we just said that this tiring out business comes well before the mincha, but now we're saying that it's part of the mincha.
Well, it's part of the mincha process, but it's before they do the kmitza and everything.
So they tire her out, and then they do the kmitza. Well, wait. Well, at what point does the kohen put it into her basket to do the waving? That's right before the mincha. That's right.
That's right before the mincha. That's right before the process that we said in the next parak.
Okay. Kmitza. Can you just read the part? Just the flow again.
Hold on one second.
So the hanifa comes before the kmitza and the hakrab.
Yes.
Right. So how do we understand when? Here we're talking about to tire her out. The kohen puts it into her hands. That's a different putting it into her hands than for the waving?
Yes.
Or is it part of the same thing?
In fact, it could be part of the same process, but we're continuing to leave it in her hands to tire her out. It's part of the same process that you're doing it.
So does he put it into her hands once or twice?
Here Rashi said, the Pasuk Mishnah said, V'noisna al-yad al-hanuf. To wave it. Over here, we're putting it in her hand, even prior, maybe, to do the whole thing.
That's what I'm wondering, because in order for this answer to make sense, mashkeva achach yakriv, then we're saying that this tiring out, we're talking about tiring her out, and that being the makriv part, in order for this answer to make sense. So it's got to be, right? Because we're saying that's only according to the one, it must be the one who says she drinks and then she brings. Because who cares? Right? So it must be that this is part of the same, the Kohen gives it to her, somehow tires her out, and then the waving is part of that too. Because before we understand that, the Kohen tired her out 3 hours before this ever.
Yeah, so I have to look at the Mefarshim Rashi on this Rashi, because Rashi's Gufa coming to say that in the third parak, Lahanav, he's Gufa coming to Bavarn this question. Mm-hmm. So when you finish, I do have a meeting that I will lean out there.
Okay. So it's a decent question.
It's a very good question. It's a very good Ha'arav that I want to just bring out this point. Do you have what's happening over here? We learned the first parak, we learned the second parak, and then we learned the third parak. By going back now to the second parak, it's making much more.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the puzzle that we're looking for. What were you going
to
ask?
I just wanted you to the flow of this last part of the Gemara.
The Gemara's answer is up to the answer, Kasavar, or before that?
Yeah. Well, so the question is, it's saying, well, perhaps it's not because we're having rachmanis. Perhaps because we don't want to erase, right?
Right.
And then said Savar.
This Tana holds, and you're giving her to drink.
Meaning the Tana said it's for kindness.
The Tana of this Mishnah holds that it's you're giving her to drink first. And since you're giving her to drink first, there's no other reason why you wouldn't want her.
There's no erasing, it's already too late.
Right, so why are you tiring her out? Must be, because you want her to erase. Okay, Kol HaMenachos. All of the menachos, the Mishnah said, they come from all these different things. It needs shemen and levoina, etc. Now we're going to ask a student. V'ramino, I'll ask you a contradiction. The Braisa says, Seder menachos ketzad. The order of the menachos, how is it so? How is it done? Says the Mishnah. Adam mevi mincha mitech beisai. A person brings a mincha from his home. Bekalsoi shel kesef. With baskets of silver, v'shal zohav and gold, v'noisna, and he places it l'toich klisharis, into a klisharis, into a saint, a klisharis, a kli that's from the Beis HaMikdash. U'mekatsha b'klisharis, And he sanctifies it in the Kli Sharis. We'll see later on what the repetition is. The Noisen Aleha, and he puts on it Shamna, its oils, Ulevainta, and its frankincense. Umaylicha Etzel Kain. Then he brings it to the Kain. The Kain, and the Kain, Maylicha Etzel Mizbeach. He brings it to the Mizbeach. Umagisha, and he brings it close to touch. Bekeren Deroy Mismaravis. In the southwestern corner, Keneged Chudash al Keren, opposite the corner of the Keren, meaning not on the side by the corner, but actually on the Chuda. The Chuda is the sharp part of the corner. Chad is sharp. So by the sharp, pointy part of the corner, Vedayoy, and that is sufficient. Umesalek es halavoino, and then he moves the Levoino, or he removes the Levoino letzarecha to one side. The Kaimates, and then he does the Kmitza, Mimakaim, from a place, Shenesrava Shamna, that its oils was a lot, where it got saturated with oils. Venoisna Latoich, and we'll see later why he had to move the Levina over. Venoisna Latoich, the Sharis, then he places the Kmitza into a Klisharis, Umekachev a Klisharis, and he sanctifies it in a Klisharis. Fine, so now I have two klisharis. One has the kmitza, and one has the leftovers, the shirayim, with the levoina. Okay? Umelaket es levoina. Then he gathers the frankincense, the levoina, v'noisna al gavav, and he puts it on top of the kmitza, which is in the second kli. Okay? Umalehu, and he brings it up. Umak tiroi, and he offers it with klisharis in a klisharis. Umolchay, then he salts it, v'noisnay al gabe ha'ishim, and he places it on top of the fires on the mizbeach. Okay, now that was the order of the brisa. The question already you see already, but we'll continue the brisa.
Can you just clarify?
Yeah,
I forgot. What did you say was maktira klisharis?
Umaktira, he offers it on the mizbeach with the klisharis. We'll see. The Gemara is going to ask on the bottom of the oven.
Okay, thank you.
Since this starts with the golden and silver sharis, then it gets placed into the klisharis, mm-hmm. right? How is it different than the sota that comes in the basket and then gets placed in the klisharis? We learned just before that the sota was unique because
right.
it began not
right.
in the klisharis, but this is beginning. What's the beginning of this? I guess
silver or gold.
Right, but that's not a Kli Sharis.
That's exactly the question.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly the Raminu.
Maybe I'm amending them.
No. That's
the Raminu.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the Brisa, we're getting a whole overview of all of Menachos in general, and uh-huh. we're going to dissect it.
Uh-huh.
But that's the question. The
okay.
first line
okay.
of the Brisa was really the question.
Okay.
That's true. That's good. Says the Gemara, Umale, Karav HaKoimitz, this is the Brisa still. The once the Kemitza was offered, Shiareha Ne'echolim, its leftovers can be eaten. V'rashoin ha-koyhanim litein l'soicha, and the koyhanim are permitted to put inside of it yayin, wine, v'shemen, and oil, udvash, and honey. V'ein asurin, and they're not asur, elo only milachametz, for making it chametz. Fine, that's the brisa. Katani miya, at any rate, we learned in this brisa, b'kalsa shel kesev u'v'kalsa shel zahav, that they're bringing it in bowls of silver and bowls of gold. We said that it's klisharis. And here we're saying that it's not a klisharis, it's just we're telling you the material. Answers the Gemara, Omer of Papa. Rav Papa said, I'll tell you that what the Braisa, and I'm sorry, what the Mishnah means is Bekelim Haru'uyin l'klisharis. That they would bring it up in utensils that are fit to be used as a klisharis, meaning metal. And that's what we meant. We didn't mean that it was actually a klisharis, but rather, that's what kind of material. Frech the Gemara, Mechlal. From here, I can infer the kfifa mitzris that a palm basket loichazia is not fit to be a klisharis because you're contrasting it to saita by saying saita, which is brought in a klisharis, brought in a kfifa mitzris, is not rome. Says the Gemara, Kiman, like whom is this going? The like Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda. It must not be going like Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, klisharis, a klisharis, sha'ason shal eitz, that was made of wood. Rebbe Paisel, Rebbe says it's possible. Rebbe Yehuda Machshe, And basically who this says, it's kosher. So you see that it doesn't have to be metal. So our Mishnah that says that a mincha saita is not brought in a kli that's fit to be a kli shares must not be Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda doesn't have the requirement that it has to be a metal. Wood is also okay. Similarly, just like wood is okay, so the palm basket should also be okay.
As a klisharis, he would say that's a klisharis.
That's what it would seem. Answers the Gemara, no. I feel the same, even if you want, I'll say, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah could be Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Aye, he said you could use wood, and we're saying that you can't use palm basket. And says the explains the Gemara, Amar, I'll tell you, when do I say, to Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, when does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda say that you're allowed to use wood, or something that's not metal, b'chashuvin, by choshev, and prestigious utensils and materials. Bipchusin by lowly utensils, mi Omar. Does he say his halacha that it's kosher as a klisharis? Vechilesle l'Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda not hold, or does he not have the pasuk that says, Hakriveu no la pechasecha? Hakriveu no la pechasecha is a pasuk that says, offer it, would you please offer it to your pechasecha as like your governor or your prince, right? And the pasuk continues. It says, "Hayirtzecha, will it be desirable to him? Oy hayisaponecha, will he show you favor?" So Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says you're allowed to use wood. It doesn't have to be metal, but he doesn't say you can bring a piece of tissue. He doesn't say you can bring something that's not chashuv. And therefore, it's not necessarily a raya that it's not Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Okay.